Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning. You are listening to Tim and Jess on Hit CQ with Matt for one last day. I'm so happy you're here, Matt.
We've had a real treat of a time.
We really have. I'm almost sad Tim will be back tomorrow.
For so many reasons.
But not really. I'm excited for him to get here. Of course, his girlfriend is coming up with him for the first time. Very excited to have them both. I'm sure we'll introduce you to her by the end of the week.
No doubt.
Not that she has any awareness of this at all. They're probably listening on their drive up. And yeah, Jess, we will get you on the show.
It's happening.
But we've got a massive couple of hours to go. Last night, huge Married at First Sight, part one of the finale. Ugh. My mum was so excited. She called me and was like, Jessica, oh my God. Oh my God, oh my Jessica. God. And I was like, Mum, save it. I want you to tell me and the rest of Central Queensland exactly what happened last night. So after 8:30, you'll hear my mum's recap.
Yes.
Married at First Sight. She's way too excited.
It's like Gogglebox, but better.
Yeah. She reminds me of like the old Wog ladies on Gogglebox. I always tell her that's exactly what she's like. Also, Matt, we're going to talk about when you've met a celebrity, because if you're a Hit VIP, you could be heading over to LA to meet Camila Cabello.
Yeah.
Not only watch her perform, but also meet and greet.
Yeah.
That's the bit we want to focus on.
I mean, look, that's one step away from being best friends.
Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. You could make her a t-shirt, hand it to her. She doesn't have to wear it, but she can accept it.
Yes. Accepting the gift makes it a friend.
We want to hear about a celebrity you met. Obviously, I've come across a few celebrities in my time.
Oh, calm down.
I don't want to brag, but me and Margot Robbie work together, so...
That's definitely not the first time I've heard you bragging about that, so...
So I do want to brag, and I'm going to brag a little bit later on as well. But coming up next, you told me that something is making a comeback.
Yeah.
And I do not believe you.
No, it's something that... look, we really don't use here in Australia, but it seems to be... It's stepping it up.
Yeah.
I think it's coming
through. Anytime I've used one overseas, it's never been a good time.
It's an interesting experience for sure.
We'll tell you about it coming up next. You're listening to Tim and Jess with Matt. Until tomorrow.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I'm actually trying to get Keith Urban on the show.
Yeah, what day are we
Matt?
Up to?
We're up to day 42. But I'm determined.
You're
before the end of this
so
year,
well.
Keith Urban will be on our show and Tim will apologise for how rude he's been to him over the last couple of years.
Well, that's probably why he's avoiding you.
Look,
he's obviously listening all the time.
Keith, I love you and I love your wife a little bit more. But, you know, if we can get Nicole on the show, that would be that's a whole other search.
Yeah, that's better, some might say. And look, speaking of toilet music... Burn.
Savage.
I know, right? But let's face it. No. Bidets. There's obviously a fun thing that it seems to happen more overseas. Australia's not really gotten into the bidet thing. But there's been a few studies that have released lately saying that bidets are actually the more environmentally smart choice to make.
Right.
Because you aren't using toilet paper, which is a stack of trees.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, well, you know, you're still using lots of water. Well, apparently, the process of making the toilet paper also uses a whole heap of water.
Right.
So it's marginally better. And yeah, like you just by saving the trees and stuff.
For someone who has never used a bidet before.
Bidet.
I mean, I've had the pleasure of experiencing that sensation. It's not... It's not something I would go, yes, I want this in my life every day.
It's different.
But it's, so instead of wiping, it's a little, almost like a water fountain that shoots up and cleans your bottom.
Bubbler. It's not like a direct, it's not like you've got a pressure cleaner
under
there.
Pressure hose.
I mean, sometimes you need one. You know, when you've got a bit hairy, it's like cleaning peanut butter out of a rug. But anyway.
Okay.
No, apparently they're really, really good. And I remember, using a few. I wasn't sure how to use them.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I did the toileting.
How does it get the correct angle? That's what I want to know.
You've got to adjust yourself. And sometimes they do have adjustable noses on them. But
there's a lot of touching. That.
Well, the thing is then, I didn't wipe the first time. I assumed you just got off, no toilet paper, but apparently you're supposed to wipe with a bit of toilet paper to start, then get on,
so
give it a bit of clean.
So it still involves toilet paper in the process.
Yeah, a little bit. But you're cleaner.
Oh.
Like, you know, if you wipe something off, it's obviously not going to be as clean as if you wash something off.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm on board.
It was weird. Like, the first times I used it, I definitely put my hands under there.
Oh.
So I think it kind of was less clean than
Look, you know what? Europe, you keep your bidets. I think we'll stick with the toilet paper over here. I'm good.
Or just maybe grab gum trees and leaves and stuff. Be more environmental.
You are such a bush kid, aren't you?
I know, I am. That's what everyone
Have
says.
You really used like gum tree leaves?
Oh, out camping, yeah.
Oh, God.
It didn't work, but eucalyptus fresh. So it smells amazing.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
So I want to talk about a couple that met in the most unconventional way in the UK. Now, one of the lovely lady, Lena, she was just sitting around. All of a sudden received a message on her WhatsApp.
Yeah.
If you don't know what WhatsApp is, it's a messaging app.
Yeah. And you connect your number to it and it can work over like across the world, but it uses your data and not ridiculous SMS costs.
And so she received a WhatsApp message and it was an unknown person. Mm. She was like, oh, I think you've got the wrong number.
Yeah.
And he responded and was like, yeah, actually I do. His name's Michael. Mm. Sorry, I meant to message someone else. Hope you have a good day. Well, she continued the conversation, didn't she?
Wow.
Struck up a conversation and literally found out that they lived on opposite ends of London.
Like, that's insane.
Right?
The odds of that happening.
Especially with an app like WhatsApp where it can be international.
Yeah.
So, Michael and Lena. Just inserting you into the story.
Oh, constantly thinking about me.
Michael and Lena met up.
Yeah.
Only a few hours after that first message.
That's some brave meetup.
Right?
You'd want to be in a well-lit public space for that first meetup.
Wait for this. 2 weeks later, decided to get married.
Well, that seems extreme.
Right?
Two weeks.
Yeah, my parents are only dating for 2 weeks when they decided to get married. But it seems weird these days, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably seemed weird in the 80s as well, but the 80s were a different time.
Oh, well, your grandparents had arranged it, I'm sure. So it was all planned. It's not like it was out of the blue.
So apparently they decided they were talking after 2 weeks of dating and Lena was like, I'd really love to move to Dubai. And Michael was like, absolutely, let's do it. And she said, well, in Dubai, if we're going to live together, we have to be married.
Oh.
And he said, let's do it.
What?
And they're getting married. And it just got me thinking, like, I can barely get a text back.
Mate.
Like, I'm a messaging guy at the moment and it's been since last Thursday. I don't think I'm going to hear from him. I don't think it's happening.
It's just been on that scene 342.
Yeah, he's seen it.
Yeah.
He has seen it. And I'm sure he listens to this show. So how dare you? I'm aware that you've seen it.
I can't even get
a text back and Lena's getting married after 2 weeks.
Just from an accidental WhatsApp text.
Yes.
That's insane.
It got me thinking. I want some hope. I know that you're not a fan of love,
Matthew. It's gross, but continue.
But 13, 12, 16. How did you unconventionally meet someone?
Yeah.
I'm not talking like getting set up through a mate. I'm not talking like, you know, meeting on a dating app.
Mm.
How did you accidentally meet someone?
Yeah.
And then they turn out to be the love of your life?
Absolutely. Yeah, it definitely tells the stories.
Because it'll make me feel so much better about the loneliness and not getting a text back. 13 12 16 is that number. Give us a call. How did you unconventionally meet someone? We're talking unconventional love, Matt. Mm. I know you're not a fan of love.
Well, mostly because I don't have it. I'm angry at things I don't get.
I'm angry that I can't even get a text back.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, there's a couple in the UK that met on WhatsApp.
Yeah, through an accidental wrong number situation.
Yeah, he accidentally messaged, Michael accidentally messaged Lena, and then Lena was like, hey, let's chat. And then they met up, and 2 weeks later, they've decided to get married.
Like, that's quick.
I have been waiting for a text back from a guy from since Thursday, and I'm starting to get the hint. Maybe he's not keen.
Yeah. These people got married before you got a reply. So that's fine.
Still waiting. I won't mention your name, but you know who you are. 13-16, though. We got for Tennille from Rocky. Tennille, I mean, when did you find unconventional love?
My current partner of 7 years now showed up at a party I was at and was only meant to be a one-night stand, and 7 years later we have a daughter.
Oh, Tennille! Nice. That's amazing! So did you guys, have mutual friends or...?
I'd recently only just met his cousin and become friends with her.
Right. And so you shouldn't have even been at the party, really?
No, well, he shouldn't have been at the party.
Uninvited, dropped in.
And was it love at first sight, Tennille? Like, did you see him across the room? He got you a drink? I'm living for this right now.
A very, very funny story about that. I think it was love at first sight for him. He was chasing me around the party all night for about 6 hours. Calling Bridget.
Called you the wrong name.
Yeah, no, called me Frigid.
Oh, geez.
Frigid. Oh, excuse me, please.
And you still married him. That's unbelievable.
Married next year.
Oh, congratulations, mate. That's awesome.
So, 7 years later, still with a one-night stand.
Oh, so I'm just going to start dropping into parties uninvited.
Yeah, and now have a one-night stand and yeah. then you find love. That's how it works.
Tick, tick, tick.
Thanks so much for your call, Tennille.
No, that's fine.
You're going?
We've also got Zach on 13, 12, 16. Zach, when did you unconventionally meet someone?
When I was probably in my mid-20s, I used to play soccer.
Mm.
And,
oh, yeah?
My girlfriend at the time, now fiance, she was the linesman, like running up and down the sides. And
oh.
Go, she waved her flag. And I tackled her accidentally once.
I ran right into her
and like busted her lip up. And I felt really bad.
Oh, my God. And she still wanted to hang out with you?
Well, not at first, because I just sort of kept in contact right after because I wanted to make sure that, you know, that she was okay, that there was no hard feelings.
Right. Sorry for busting your lip up,
yeah.
but
yeah,
can I put mine on yours?
That's what I did, yeah. And it worked. We're getting married next month. So.
Wow. Congratulations, Zach. That's incredible.
Nice work. I'm just going to start just knocking people down on football fields. It'll work well.
This is what we need to do. Thanks so much for your call, buddy.
No worries.
And look, Matt, I think what we've learned from this is you and I both need to leave the house more often.
I think that's
this
where
is the one key factor.
Yeah.
People always meet someone outside of the house.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
No one's come knocking on my door. I'm the love of your life. Hello.
Where is he?
Oh, mate. Probably lost.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Yesterday I had a bit of an emotional morning.
It was you were legitimately distressed by it.
It was dramatic. I went on Facebook. Uh-huh. And I had one of those Facebook memories pop up.
Yeah.
And it was pretty cute. Like, it was one of my first radio shows that I've ever done with two people that are currently working in the industry now as well, which is really exciting. We all work together on a community radio station. And I was like, oh, I wonder what everyone's up to now. Click through to one of my friends and he's working down in Melbourne. And then click through to the other one.
Yeah.
She's unfriended me.
Ooh.
And I hadn't even noticed.
Well.
And this is like, it gave me pause for a second. Uh-huh. I was like, hang on a second. Why aren't we friends anymore? I was like, yeah, sure, it's been 4 years since we last spoke.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see what she's up to now.
Yeah.
And I didn't even realize, it didn't even click to me at first, because I'm scrolling through her Facebook. I'm like, God, it would be good if she updated her profile once in a while. And then I realized I wasn't privy to anything because we weren't friends.
Nope.
And so it just got me thinking, like, how many other people have deleted me off Facebook that I don't know about?
Oh, countless thousands, no doubt.
Like, how often is this happening?
Well, look, you can get actual, like, there are, like, things you can add to, like, Chrome, like, your internet browser to track people that unfriend
really?
You.
Really? This was going to be my next question. Mm. Is there an app that I can log on to and see who's unfriended me in the last year?
Oh, I don't think I can do, like, past.
Oh, it's, like, from today.
Yeah, it can register how many friends you got, who they are.
See, this may be an unhealthy thing because I'll probably be checking it every day.
Yeah, no, I did it for a while there.
Oh,
and I was
you
like,
did?
No, this is not good.
And people unfriended you?
Yeah, I was like, why did you unfriend me? I'm a delight.
See, this is my process usually is someone comes up and it's like, oh, it's, you know, Cameron's birthday today. Mm. And if I don't want to say happy birthday to Cameron on my Facebook, guess who gets deleted on their birthday?
Ah, well, that's rough stuff.
Happy birthday, Cameron.
You're out of my life. You're dead to me, Cameron.
And I'm thinking that's maybe what's happening. And I'm worried because my birthday is only 2 months away. Hashtag get me a present, CQ. And I'm going to get unfriended by all these people that like, oh,
I don't think anyone's
just moved to Queensland. You reckon?
No.
I thought birthday deleting was a thing. Like, I thought that was a thing everyone did.
It sounds smart. It sounds like a pretty good way to do it.
It's
usually I just
system.
Go, you know, oh, you've said too many dumb things. We're done. You get three strikes. You posted some stupid Facebook science thing about autism. And I'm like, and we're done. Bye.
And I've just got, oh, it's your birthday. Happy birthday. See you later.
I truly care so little about you. I don't even want to wish you a happy birthday. Get off my Facebook.
But I don't like it when it happens to me. So
doesn't surprise me.
Facebook friends out there, I will see whether you have deleted me. Mark my words, I will come after you.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit. Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Matt, I got an email at the start of this week because I'm a McDonald's club member, no big deal. Just a VIP at Macca's.
Oh, mate. Was it as easy as becoming a Hit VIP at hit.com.au?
Some would say not as easy. Hit.com.au is one of the easiest websites. But I am a McDonald's club member, and as a My Macca's club member, I was let in on a little bit of a secret that a brand new burger is on its way.
Oh.
A actually launching today. Now, apparently, there's something special about this burger. They said it's going to be a game changer.
Right.
It's a new Wagyu beef burger.
Ooh.
100% Australian bred Wagyu beef patty between a gourmet bun with a new recipe. It's a new recipe bun.
New bun.
With a specially created sauce that they're keeping a bit secret. Crispy bacon strips, caramelized onion, tomato, lettuce, and a slice of coon cheese. Mm. Oh my God.
I'm
drooling.
I am 100% ready to eat that right now.
Yeah, like I'm frothing at the mouth a little bit.
this is breakfast food.
We're going to have to go down after the show and pick one up because I need to try this.
Oh.
And I don't know when they're going to start launching them. Like, I guess at lunchtime.
I guess they'll start launching when we chuck a tandy down in front of the front counter.
How dare you?
I want a burger now.
But the burger is a limited edition. So during this time, they're estimating that while it's on the menu, they'll purchase more than 280 metric tons of Wagyu beef from Queensland.
Holy dooly. Oh, yeah. Supporting local Queenslanders.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I mean, apparently we have the best beef up here, not surprised.
Beef week, coming up.
But 280 metric tons.
That's amazing.
That's huge.
Do you think it'll become like a caramel thing where people buy them and then save them? And then sell them on eBay later.
I don't feel like they'll last as long as caramel. I'll be popping them in my mouth.
Absolutely.
But yeah, if you want to go try it, it is being released today.
Yeah, you can line up behind us.
Yeah, I mean, we'll be at the front of the line.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch Up on Hits.
Matt, we're joined on the phone by someone that's a bit special. Gave me life.
Oh, sure.
She's also the only other person I know that's more obsessed with Married at First Sight than I was.
Yeah.
And with the final episode happening tonight, I thought I didn't get a chance to watch it last night. And maybe some other people missed it too.
Sure.
But my mother, Loretta, was watching front row center, weren't you, Mum?
I was. Yes.
And you called me last night. You're like, I was on my way home from dancing. And you said, Jess, Married at First Sight, you've got to go home and watch it. Oh, my God. So much happened. I said, save it, Mum. Tell me tomorrow with the rest of Central Queensland. So go on, tell me, why is Australia absolutely shook this morning?
Oh, my God. Where do I start? It was like bombs were going off. Like I was rushing to sit down and watch it. I made a cup of tea and then I lay down. And as soon as it started, I had to sit up because I thought, oh, my God, I can't fall asleep.
Quite literally on the edge of your seat.
Absolutely. It started, boom, Troy was in bed with Carly, and I'm like, oh, my God, what's he doing with her? He was with Ashley. Is this Days of Our Lives or Married at First Sight?
Hang on a sec. Why were they in the bedroom with Troy and Carly?
Because they got together after he dumped her and she dumped him. They got together. So straight away he got with Carly and then like sucking each other's faces off. And I'm
definitely thought you said something else just then, Mum. But wow.
Well, Troy wanted affection. Boy, did he get it from Carly. Mate, she's ready.
Okay, all right. There was another surprise couple though last night I heard, Mum.
Oh, my God, yes. Like I said, then they all walked into the, for the dinner party.
Yeah. Oh, yep.
And right at the end, Tracy walks in with Sean. I didn't even remember Sean. He was, like, gone ages ago.
He gave up on the experiment real early.
Oh, they were calling, and the girls behind his back were calling him Ellen DeGeneres because his hair was he looked all weird. I don't know what he did to himself.
Does Ellen DeGeneres look weird?
Well, maybe he was going for a Bieber and went more Ellen.
No, I didn't mean that. I love Ellen. He looked like he was trying to look like her.
Wow. And so what can we expect from the drama tonight? Because apparently it's promising to be a bigger episode tonight. How can we get bigger than this?
Because tonight they're going to show all the recaps to everybody. So Tracy's going to hear what Dean said about her, that she wasn't good looking enough.
Oh.
She's going to see Davina flirting with Dean. Oh, my God, tonight's going to be, I don't know how I'm going to watch it.
I can't wait. Well, thanks, Sam. I'll give you a buzz when it finishes tonight. We can have a bit of a discussion, a bit of a chat.
Well, be ready. Make sure you're ready because tonight's going to be, I can't wait.
I don't think we can get a better ad than that, Matt.
That's it.
Married at First Sight, the final episode's tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9. Thanks, Mum.
No worries. Have a good day, both of you. Bye.
Bye.
Get your cups of tea ready. Oh. It's on.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch Up on Hit. Trending now at hit.com.au. One, two, three, four.
Joined now by our Hollywood entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. Dean, Harvey Weinstein's world is falling down around him, isn't it?
Oh my goodness, it is officially done and dusted for the Weinstein Co. You know, this is obviously headed by Harvey Weinstein, the man in the middle of the sexual allegation and assault tornado, if you want to call it that. The company is done and dusted. They have officially filed for bankruptcy. Another company has bought them out for $300 million. Now that sounds like, wait a second, wait up. You don't sound that bankrupt if you're worth $300 million. Mm. That is almost all debt. And it is all out of the hands of Harvey Weinstein and his brother as well. They will be changing the name. They are obviously changing up the entire executive group. And they're mostly women, actually. And the new company will be headed by women as well. I think that was part of the strategy and part of the takeover and part of the terms. So very interesting. But Harvey Weinstein is, wow, totally done.
Yeah. And look, he's hurt a lot of people. So it serves him right. Yeah. And I'm glad it's finally happened.
Yeah. And yeah, actual repercussions.
Exactly. This is how it rolls. It's interesting when someone so powerful and so successful and so influential in Hollywood can come crashing down. That means anyone can come crashing down. So, watch yourself.
Yeah, it's also his birthday today, isn't it? Happy birthday, Harvey.
Cheap blow. Rose McGowan was at the center of the allegations when they initially came out, and she sent him a birthday message on social media today. So, ouch. Yeah, just rubbing that salt in the wound.
Yeah, fair call. Good on her.
You can check out that message at hit.com.au. Thanks so much, Dean.
Bye, guys.
You can also grab everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au as well.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
And Matt, of course, all week we've been giving Hit VIPs the chance to go see Camila Cabello live in LA.
Right, at the Hollywood Bowl. Amazing place. Amazing artist.
Not only a trip to Hollywood.
Yeah.
But also you get to see her perform.
Yeah.
And a meet and greet with your best mate. You and your bestie could be besties with Camila Cabello.
Mate.
I mean, I was trying to think of a better celebrity, and the only one that I could think of that I'd want to meet more is Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Like, I feel like if I ever met The Rock, I don't think I'd have any words to say.
These are very similar celebrities, so I can definitely see how you've gotten there.
But it's like, I mean, have you ever met a celebrity in person?
I haven't. I almost did. This one time I tried to sneak backstage to meet the Scissor Sisters when they were performing in Brisbane. And I got through the gate and I was like, I'm walking like I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, you have to walk with purpose.
Yeah. But the security guard noticed that maybe I was walking with purpose and a bit of a swerve.
You're not very inconspicuous.
No. A 6'4" glowing red man trying to sneak into backstage.
I'm definitely supposed to be here with the Scissor Sisters.
They shut it down real quick.
See, like, I've never really met a big celebrity before.
No, neither.
So, like, we've done a few interviews over the phone with celebrities across my time on radio, but like to have in the studio, I think the biggest celebrity and Tim, honestly, nearly lost his mind when Kevin Sheedy walked into our studio.
Grand Designs guy?
No. You're too Queensland for this. Kevin Sheedy is the coach, was the coach of the Essendon Football Club.
Oh, cool.
For the AFL. Right. Tim is a massive Essendon fan, much to the disappointment of one of our listeners who found that out about him. So he was just starstruck when it came to Kevin Sheedy.
Just a coach.
I was like, it's just a bloke. Yeah. Like, and he was,
he doesn't even play, mate. He tells the others how to play.
He was a bit frumpy, to be honest. I was a little bit disappointed. At 13, 12, 16, here's your chance.
Yeah.
Tell us when you've met a celebrity and where were they?
Yes.
The more obscure the location, the better. Like,
they don't have to be huge celebrities either. I feel like everyone in Queensland knows someone who knows someone who met JT at the airport, like Jonathan Thurston, and they were like, he's such a nice guy.
He's such a lovely guy.
He's a real treat.
Yeah, we want to hear from you. 13, 12, 16, when have you met a celebrity? Or maybe you didn't meet them, you just saw them somewhere and kind of looked at them from
peered at them while they ate an ice cream.
Of course, Matt, we are talking, when did you meet a celebrity?
Celebrity sighting.
Because, I mean, look, I don't want to brag, but I used to do some casual work on Neighbours. no, I absolutely want to brag. I used to be a background artist.
Yeah.
So they'd stick me in the background of scenes, and I worked with Margot Robbie before she was Margot Robbie.
Mm. And how do you define working with Margot Robbie?
Well, I mean, we were both in the same scene. I may have been silent furniture, but I still have tapes. I'm gonna have to bring the tapes out of my work with Margot
Robbie. Absolutely, you need to do it.
because I was a school kid. I went to Erinsborough High. Yeah. I got to wear the uniform, everything. Have you seen it? They've changed the uniform lately.
I have. I promise anyway, I've not seen it.
We're getting off track.
Slightly.
13, 12, 16. Yes. When have you met a celebrity? We've got Carly from Calliope on 13, 12, 16. Carly, what celebrity did you meet?
I met Ernie Dingo in a Shell Collection shop once.
Yes. So wait, nice. Hang on. Shell Collection, that's like one of those big petrol stations?
No, as in like legit seashells.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, I was on a holiday in Victoria.
Yeah.
And we went into like this shop and it had all these shells and all everything and Ernie Dingo was in there.
Do you know what? I've got to be real with you. If Ernie Dingo walked into a building, I don't think I'd go, that's Ernie Dingo. Like, did you know straight away or was it like a bit of hushing? Like, ooh, is that Ernie Dingo?
No, I knew straight away.
Yeah. So did you go and talk to him?
No, I was too shy.
Just peering across the shells like Romeo and Juliet in the movie. Just
now, that's a great celebrity. But hey, are you a hit VIP?
Yes.
Well, you could be going to meet Camila Cabello. Does that sound a bit more exciting than Ernie Dingo?
Yeah, that's so barely. Much better.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Ernie Dingo would be offended if you heard that. But thanks so much for your call, Carly.
Thank you.
I mean, Camila Cabello, Ernie Dingo, same level.
Oh, mate.
Same level celebrity.
Same, same.
Maybe we'll have a hit VIP event with Ernie Dingo soon.
Yes.
Hits.com.au. You don't want to miss out on that one.
Mate, get involved.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hits.
Matt filling in for Tim across the desk until tomorrow morning. Matt, I feel like I've read a study about you this morning.
Okay.
In the nicest way possible.
Yeah, we'll see.
You're always complaining that you never have any savings.
Oh, it's a fact of life.
It turns out you're not alone.
Thank you.
One in four adults have absolutely no savings behind them.
See, to me, that's like, yeah, story yeah, of my life.
Absolutely.
I have been overdrawn in my bank accounts for years.
Well, it's funny you should say that because apparently the same study found that 1 in 10 people admitted to being terrible with money and typically spending more than what they earn.
Yeah.
1 in 10 people are not only not saving, but spending more money than they earn.
Oh, I'm still treading water. I mean, below zero, but still treading water. I'm not going any further down.
It's a good thing payday's tomorrow, hey?
Oh, my God. But the problem is now I'm like, what am I going to buy?
Yeah, that's the real, I mean, if I got paid monthly, I would absolutely just, I mean, that's the end of me.
Oh, I'd have a cup down by the corner of the street just begging for money. Please help me.
Because at the start of like my pay, when I first get paid, I'm like, amazing. I'm a millionaire.
Oh, yeah.
Let me buy dinner for everyone.
Oh, drinks are on me, guys.
Yeah. And it gets to like a week later and I'm like, oh no, I've still got a week to go.
Yeah. I can't afford ramen noodles.
Which is where I'm at now. Yeah. a day before payday.
Oh, I'm digging through that freezer. Just eating the freezer burn stuff. That's fine. That's okay.
1 in 4 people.
Wow.
So you're not alone. If you have no savings to your name, 1 in 4 people just can't do it either.
I don't understand. I don't know what it is that I'm doing
there
wrong.
There are people around me buying houses.
How are they doing it?
People who I went to school with that have bought houses, buying their onto their second property.
Oh, come on.
How are you doing this? Like, I don't understand.
Okay, that's not. I'm not eating that much avocado toast that I'm this far behind.
I don't even eat avocado toast.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit. Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Matt, something that will shock you this morning.
Mate.
Fetty Wap. Is it Fetty Wap? Fetty Wap?
Fetty Wap. Yeah, Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap.
Just say it real fast and no one can tell you're saying it wrong.
Fetty Wap has welcomed his 7th child.
Oh, that's a lot.
He is 26. We are the same age and he has had 7 children.
Holy dooly.
To multiple women.
Oh, okay, well, that's just smart. If you're going to have that many kids, you've really got to overlap it.
Yeah,
otherwise,
it's like a farm almost.
A Fetty Wap farm. The future is now.
This 7th child is the second baby boy that he's had to this lovely lady.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very excited. The name has not been released yet, but he said he just loves having kids. And apparently he's a really good dad, but...
Huh.
I mean, 7 kids and you're only 26. That seems like a lot.
Yeah.
Like, maybe slow it down. Let's pump the brakes a sec or he's going to end up like Mick Jagger.
Maybe
like,
just be done now.
Yeah.
Maybe 7's enough.
It took Mick Jagger, like, to get to the age of, like, 78 before he had his 7th.
Step up your game, Jagger. Come on, mate.
At this rate, Fetty Wap's going to have, like, 60 kids by the time he's 78.
Oof. I mean, I guess that's a couple of football teams. Yeah, he's really just building up a
I'm not great at maths, so I could be completely wrong about all of this. But congratulations,
yeah,
Fetty.
Nice work. I guess if he likes being a father and he's doing well at it, go for gold.
Why
buddy.
Not? These kids are going to be set up for life. They'll be fine.
Maybe they'll be fine. We'll see how his career's going.
You can check out more of what's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Bernard Fanning. Bernard Fanning? I wish you well.
I think it's Bernard, because Bernard sounds different.
Yeah, but like it's Bernard Tomic. Like some of them.
That's
does he
true.
Go by Bernard or Bernard?
Oh, mate, I'll give him a bell. Ask.
You're listening to Hit CQ with Tim and Jess. Usually Matt is sitting across the desk from me today until Timmy returns tomorrow.
It's our final morning.
Yeah. I'm really enjoying it. And after the show today, you and I are going to, I've already declared you're going to help me with the raft today. I hope you didn't have plans after the show today.
I was going to go to the gym.
Yeah,
oh, no.
No, we won't be able to do that. No, look, a friend of the show, Sarah, has dropped off paint in the Hit colours.
A miracle on ice.
Oh, what a dream. Thank you so much, Sarah, for giving us the paint. So we are going to be putting the paint on the raft that Portside Plumbing has provided. Thank you to Nigel and Isabel. I mean, it's been a real team effort, this raft.
And I like that you've had so little actual construction involved.
Hey, I'm painting today. I'll be contributing to the raft. What's Timmy done for it? Absolutely nothing.
I can't wait to see your Instagram post later with you, just a smear of paint on you.
Working so hard today, guys. And hey, look, I want to give a special mention as well to the blokes out at Ken's Plumbing because they dropped off our raft yesterday?
I think it was yesterday, yeah.
Yesterday or Monday. Look, I'm not sure. It's sitting at the back.
Yeah.
So we're very thankful to the blokes at Ken's Plumbing who let us use their backyard to set up our raft. So thank you so much, guys. We're super excited. I think it might actually float. I think we've got this. We've got the raft regatta absolutely locked in.
Well, we may finish it. I think that's about as close to
we've
great.
Got one goal, and it's to win our prize. Yeah. Whether it's finishing the line or sinking in dramatic fashion, because there is a Titanic award, we will win something.
Oh,
Matt.
It will be dramatic.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Matt, I want to tell you about the Loch Ness monster.
Oh, all Nessie. It is. 100%. Tell me.
Now, I don't know if you're a believer in the Loch Ness Monster.
No, I don't.
I've never been to the lake. Is it Loch Ness?
Yeah, well, Loch means lake in Scottish.
And look, so this creature apparently has left the lake.
Sure.
Swum an ocean.
Sick of people chasing it.
Absolutely.
Sure. Fled.
Washed up on the shores of the United States of America.
Right.
Now, I thought Georgia was like inland.
No, it's south of New York.
Right. So along that coast, they have found an unidentified sea creature on the sand, right? Now, it's very much not alive. And someone that was walking along the beach, his name was Father Jeff Warren, said he thought it was a dead seal lying in the surf at first look. And then upon closer inspection, he actually thought maybe this could be our Loch Ness Monster, if not the Loch Ness Monster. It's about 1 to 2 meters in length, so had a long neck and two fins.
Slightly shorter than what we all anticipate.
Well, I thought the Loch Ness Monster was like massive.
Yeah. People are like, oh, it's a plesiosaur. So it's a giant, no.
A plesiosaur?
That's a dinosaur.
Oh.
That's got big long neck and big like flippery things like the Loch Ness Monster looks.
Yeah, look, I don't remember that one in the Land Before Time, but sure, I believe you.
All I know that was star leaves. That was it.
Experts have so far been unable to identify what creature it might be, so there's every chance it could be Nessie.
Mate, I don't know. I feel like every chance is a bit strong. It looks like, it does look like someone has put something together. I feel like someone's been Frankensteining in their garage.
It could be. But look, there are legends of monsters living all over the world. You've got the Loch Ness Monster, but you've also got, apparently there's one in Canada's Okanagan Lake.
That's it.
one in Lake Como in Italy.
It's weird. Yeah.
Apparently they're all over the place. So there's every chance, maybe this one just escaped, was trying to go for a little casual swim and ended up in a bit of a bad situation on the beach.
It's weird that this all just happens in lakes and there's never any like real good footage of it. Happens like, oh no, there's lots of trees in there, but it was definitely a monster.
I'm a believer.
Oh,
Matt,
bless you.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim never lets me talk Kardashians, so I have to slip this one in.
Rightly so. If I had more power, I absolutely would have shut it down, but here we are.
I saw this story this morning, and I was like, oh, my God. Perfect. Tim's not here. We can definitely get away with this. Kris Jenner.
Uh-huh.
Or Kris Kardashian, whatever she's going by
these
days.
She's the matriarch, yeah? The big boss manager lady?
She's the momager of the,
I
the group.
I hate that word so much.
She already has, I mean, the four girls and her son.
Yes.
And then the two other girls, Kendall and Kylie, from Bruce Jenner.
Right.
So she's got a bit of a brood, a big, big family.
Mm.
A troop, some would say.
She treats them like a circus.
She's 62 years old.
Oh, she's doing all right.
And with her new boyfriend, Corey.
Boyfriend?
Yeah, she's had a boyfriend for a couple of years now.
Oh, I can't believe I haven't kept in touch.
And she said that she can't wait to be a mum again.
Oh.
62.
Mother Nature might beg to differ on that one.
Right? Like, surely, I mean, is she still... I don't know. I'm sure if she was going through menopause, we'd have seen it on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh, they would absolutely follow. I would surely... Oh, mate, I feel like you've got to run out of eggs by then.
Her boyfriend, Corey Gamble, is only 37, and, you know, their relationship is thriving. And Kris said she's desperate. She's been desperate for another child ever since the birth of her first grandchild.
Oh, my goodness.
So he's, like, nearly 8 now, I would say, Mason.
Oof.
Yeah, he's old. And I mean, Kris Jenner's older, 62, and she wants to have another child.
Mate, does she remember how hard it is to chase after kids?
I don't know. I mean, she'd have staff to do that now.
Oh,
for
that's
her,
it, eh?
Surely.
My nanny is so excited to have my children.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.